The Ultimate Path to God by Ramananda Prasad, International Jita Society, USA. Setting aside all dharma, just surrender to my will. I shall liberate you from all sins or bonds of karma. Do not grieve. 18.66. We interpret the meaning of setting aside all dharma as neither giving up various spiritual paths or practices such as service, charity, austerity, meditation, yoga, rituals, worship, efforts, etc., nor giving up one's prescribed duties in life, but embracing a spirit of renunciation in all actions. Some commentators feel it means giving up all acts of righteousness. Setting aside all dharma also means perform all duties, dharma, setting aside doership, attachment, and ego or the false notion that an individual soul, jiva, is separate, independent, and different from Brahman. Ego stands on our way to God. It is not possible to progress on our spiritual journey without first renouncing ego, the origin of doership, ownership, and attachment to all works. Ego is very difficult to get rid of. One cannot fight ego and win, just as one cannot fight against darkness, because ego runs the show of life. Jnana or Parabhakti is the only way to break the wall of ego that stands between Jiva and Ishvara. After this mental wall of separation is gone, Jiva is Brahman. It is just like when the wall of pot is broken, there is no pot space becomes free. Saint Jnaneshwara defines surrender to God as firm intellectual conviction that there is nothing but Brahman, Gita 7.07 and 7.19, and Jiva and Brahman are non-different. It is total surrender of the ego, individual existence, and individual will, Gita 6.04. Total surrender or bhakti is ancillary for clearing karmas. Our effort should be acquisition of jnana which also burns all karmas, Gita 4.37. It is well known that jnana dawns in a man through the grace of God after sincere self-effort. And the grace can come only after one has done selfless service or any other sadhana such as contemplation on Brahman or devotional service in countless births with the feeling that he is an instrument of the Lord and the work is an offering to the Lord. The following discussion is a detailed elaboration of the principles of surrender that will expedite the process of surrender. Gladly bearing all that fate imposes is taking refuge in the universal laws of karma. When everything is surrendered to him and one truly understands that he is the goal, the path, the traveler, as well as the obstacles on the path, vice and virtue become powerless and harmless as a cobra with fangs removed. The grace of God is always available. Effort is needed to collect it. To win the grace is not easy. One has to earn it by sincere spiritual discipline. Surrendering is the complete renunciation of individual existence or the ego. It is the feeling, O my beloved Lord, nothing is mine, everything including my body, mind, effort, and ego is yours. I tried to get out of the ocean of the material world using all the methods given in the scriptures, and failed. In surrender one lets the divine plan rule one's life after putting one's best effort. Surrendering is giving up confidence in our own effort and depending on God. Get rid of confidence in your self-effort and replace it with confidence in divine help. It is giving up soul reliance to one's effort alone to reach Him. God can be discovered by seeking His help in discovering Him and not by spiritual practices alone. Surrendering to Lord alone means turning only to Him for help. Give up individual will and accept the will of God, because the world is controlled by the laws or will of God. One has to learn to abide by His will. Be thankful in prosperity and resigned to His will in adversity. When we turn to Him, our responsibility ceases. Lord takes full responsibility for a person who totally depends on Him. The scripture says, the wise should not be attached even to righteous deeds for their entire life, but should engage their mind and intellect in contemplation of the Supreme Being, MB 12.290.21. One should develop a spirit of genuine self-surrender to the Lord by offering everything to Him, including the fruits of spiritual discipline. We should connect all our work with the divine. In order to be free from pious or impious results that bind one to this material world, it is necessary to offer every action to God. When a devotee sincerely works for God, God protects that devotee from the touch of Maya, the external energy of the Lord. A true devotee perceives, O Lord, I remembered You because You remembered me first.